The National Prayer Breakfast is a chance for influential Americans and foreign dignitaries to hear the president talk about his faith as he did last year.
In my moments of prayer, I'm reminded that faith and values play an enormous role in motivating us to solve some of our most urgent problems.
Almighty God.
Gatherings that focus on prayer are an integral part of Washington's political calendar, and the president's attendance is often expected. Public policy professor Mark Rozelle is an expert on religion and the presidency.
And people expect to have a president of strong religious faith, and they are comfortable with the president engaging in public displays of religious faith and commitment.
But not everybody agrees. Barry Lynn is a minister in the United Church of Christ and director of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State.
You know, technically it's not a violation of the Constitution for the President of the United States to go to a religious event that's off public property. This is held in a big hotel. But I'm very troubled by the way that politicians in the United States tend to want to use religion for political purposes, giving speeches that quote Jesus as if Jesus was supposed to be making the decisions about how we develop an anti-gun policy or run a budget.
It's a difficult balancing act for Mr. Obama. An increasing number of Americans describe themselves as religiously unaffiliated, and they were crucial in his re-election victory last year. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Washington.